Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids.
I would just say that really, it's exciting, and we understand that. We understand where we are and where we came from. And I'll just go back to it's one day at a time. Now it's about putting the football team together and the guys coming together, you know, in terms of their relationships and learning the scheme, and let's get to work.
Okay.
Matt Eberflus talking about where things stand with your Chicago Bears. This has been...
Bears!
It's been a seismic change in the way that the Bears are comprised and the way that the Bears are conceived. Like, what people think about the Bears now because of Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze and what they've done in the offseason, adding Keenan Allen, how great DJ Moore is, the fact that the defense is supposed to be one of the better defenses in the NFL, the way that Ryan Poles has embraced his role as general manager, the fact that he's out here in the public, that people are talking about the Bears in a very different way than what they've done.
Hard knocks, hard knocks, hard knocks, hard knocks. Please, 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 please put the Bears on hard knocks.
I think it would be great to, you know, it still bothers me that they're not on hard knocks and that if
that unlocks everything. That breaks all of the bad mojo.
I think
that's it. The moment they agree to do that and come out of their shell and finally take that leap of faith, that's when we're gonna have a confetti champagne parade.
Oh, it's hard knocks? I thought it was a summer sausage that does that.
It's very true.
That too.
So to speak.
We gotta have some. Summer sausage sounds so good.
You have two.
Oh my God.
At the very least, two photogenic and interesting players in your draft class.
Extroverts.
Along with a kid who grew up wanting to be a Bear, having told your head coach last year that he was going to be a Bear.
Who's already part of a subset of meatballs you have here.
Uh-huh. You've got all of that stuff. Just do it. Who isn't interested in seeing
the
Caleb
Aussie
Williams
punter is a riot.
Right. You have a lot of things that if you wanted to put a focus on, along with you want to keep
Ed Eberflus.
You want to keep telling your story too. You want to keep using the media to pressure things to have happen. Here's
Kevin.
Here's an outlet.
Oh, can you imagine if Hard Knocks and the first Kevin Warren is like, everybody out of the room. And then Kevin Warren says, like, here, if we do this, you wake up with me at 4:30.
Yes.
There is at least one episode that is an entire day in the life of Kevin Warren removing his Bible from the safe in the wall.
Dan, I'm telling you, it writes itself. We all know that there are portions of Hard Knocks that have been like that for forever.
Yeah, but
they've gone to the facility at 3:30 in the morning with Uncle Herm.
Kevin Warren is washing his car, thinking about what he could do to make the Bears great.
They can literally just take the stories and storyboard it.
Yeah. And he's already done it for you.
Yes. So now you're going to be there with him. They're going to chronicle it. It's not a whole episode, but it's a big portion of an episode that you can do. And if you want it, depending on where things still stand, oh, well, this was Kevin Warren at the NASCAR race in Chicago with the mayor talking about the possibility of the Bears building something downtown. There's so many elements to this
they could do
that would make it really interesting from a viewer standpoint that they should consider doing it. That's all like the off the field stuff. The on the field stuff to me is also intriguing. Because of the way that the Bears have changed, perception has changed. You have a new quarterback. There's a level of hope that hasn't been there. Excitement. There's a lot of excitement.
And leaning in. And the fact that your quarterback's like, we're not ducking the pressure. Tell that to the owner who's been ducking hard knocks.
Here's where I wonder if there's the opportunity for it to fall apart. What they didn't do. At the end of last season, we know what they did do, but what they didn't do,
hire Jim Harbaugh
or whomever, they didn't move on from the coach. By the way, are you trying to pick at this scab?
Are you trying to? This is a gorgeous day.
No.
Are you taking the one thing that you know is hanging over my head with this Bears team and instigate and antagonize? Is that your goal?
No. Okay. I would like to have a discussion. That's what we do on this show.
Oh, discussion. Okay.
I'm on the train this morning, and Leisure brought it up to us last week, and then he wrote about it in the Sun Times. The idea of everything's kind of in place now, except for maybe the coach.
And the fact that your most important coach is a guy you just got.
Yes, but most of the reviews on that have been fine. The thing that concerns folks is the coach going to... They've given you everything. It's similar to Caleb Williams on a different scale, where with Caleb Williams, like, look, man, as far as what rookies, as one of ones come into, we gave you the wide receiver that you wanted in the draft. We also went out and got another wide receiver who's going to help with your development because he's so good at playing the position. He understands defenses, and he can help you on the learning curve of you learning what it's like to play against NFL teams. Oh, by the way, there's another receiver that's on your team that was as close to Pro Bowl level as one can be without not being a Pro Bowler. Then, Then we went and got you a run game. We've helped to increase competition on the offensive line. They've done all that stuff for Caleb. You can make the same argument for Eberflus. Hey, man, you wanted a different quarterback that maybe has a little bit of a different skill set and might be able to win more from the pocket? We got you that. We also got you a receiver. Oh, the corner that you wanted to stay here, we figured out a way to make it work. He's staying here now. Your defensive backfield is all set. We went out and got you Montez Sweat, too. Now, they haven't gotten him the three technique, but they're still working on that.
And maybe they're counting on a defensive-minded head coach developing one of the guys they drafted last year or both of them.
100%. My point is that after all of this stuff that's happened with the Bears over the last few months, we've been looking at it and talking about it. Is it fair to expect all of this from Caleb? I would ask, is it now fair to expect that if the Bears don't get off to a running start, that that falls on Eberflus? That the pressure is now on in a way that similar to what it was in the first 4 weeks of last season because of all the losing and all the embarrassment, now it's elevated. It's elevated because, look, man, you can't complain. You can complain about the three technique thing, and I think that's a valid complaint. if Matt Eberflus has it. Because we all know that you need that to make the defense work. But the defense has worked well enough, and then you went and got some help. Your linebackers are strong. Your back five is incredible. You've got and a guy who really makes for the offensive game plan to be developed in Montez Sweat. How are you getting better as a coach? These are now, I think, questions that you get to ask about Matt Eberflus coming into a season that seemingly feels more important to people than we've seen in a while. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it does. I wish I was more confident that this coach had another gear, had another level, had something to rise to this. Or maybe he's just got to get out of the way and be a defensive coordinator, and we have to take this leap of faith with
Waldron.
With Shane Waldron, who matters way too much.
Well, the leap of faith also is with the quarterback. Maybe the quarterback, I don't want to say overcome because that feels negative. Maybe the quarterback and offensive coordinator are on enough of the same page with enough weapons that things will be better and it won't matter. But it is fair, as Leisure wrote in the Sun-Times today, like, it's fair to ask, you've done all of the stuff. Poles is getting patted on the back for the moves that he made, but what about the move that he didn't make? Will the move that he didn't make sink all the moves that he made?
Separate texts are saying that this is giving Flus a one-year chance, and then it's Ben Johnson coaching this roster. Wait then? Like, if that was the case, then you throw all the money at him.
Yeah, because you kind of knew that you were drafting Caleb.
Right.
Like, you knew
that's part of what doesn't make sense.
This wasn't you sitting at 3 or 4 trying to figure out ways to...
Exactly.
You were sitting at 1, and everyone knew you were sitting at 1, and everyone knew who you were going to take. But yes, I imagine that if the job isn't done and becomes available, I imagine that this will be an attractive job for Ben Johnson. Although, hearing some of the demands that he asked for, according to reports, and maybe he asked for those demands because it was places that he didn't want to go. Is Poles going to be all in enough to do that if he has to move on from Flusie? This was on my mind this morning.
It's on my mind all the time. That's why I got mad, because I'm always thinking about this. It's like, yes, all this excitement and Bears and everything and Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze and everything. But I don't know if their coach is any good.
They do have,
I doubt it.
Is Caleb Williams, like, do we give him credit for, like, coming up with the...
Yes.
The concept of Bear Claw?
I believe we do, and Parkinson Spiegel did a segment on this yesterday, and they're giving him credit, so,
but
yeah.
I feel like there were... Maybe I'm thinking Cubs, because I know the Cubs have, like, a hand, like, claw thing. Is that something that one could get at a Bears game? Like a Bear Claw? And now, shouldn't
it's
there...
what Bear Man wears.
Well, yes. Well,
and
he
does.
And that thing probably smells, but...
That thing hasn't been clean in 30 years.
Hey, man, that man's a Hall of Famer.
I imagine
it's clean.
That's Don Wachter.
I know who he is.
That is City Forester Don Wachter.
Are you telling me that thing doesn't stink?
Oh, no, it's disrespect. Horrendous, I'm no sure. Disrespect to the Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
None at all. Man's a legend.
We're just saying.
Thing definitely smells. Yeah.
And also, if you're any sort of bakery, how are you not
Bear
all...
Claw.
The Bears.
Bear Claw.
How are you not on the phone with the Bears being like, we have a signature Chicago Bear Claw.
And make that your campfire milkshake?
Yeah.
For this year? Like a hot Bear Claw with a dipping sauce?
By the way, I saw a tweet. I know this is not unrelated to the Bears, but I saw a tweet, a picture of, I can't remember who to give credit to, but it was at the Sox game, and one guy had a custom jersey that said campfire, and the other guy had milkshake.
I saw it. Brilliant.
Shout out to those guys.
Brilliant. That's my favorite Sox moment
of
the year.
It was 20 and 24.
That is my favorite Sox moment of the season, was seeing Campfire 20 and Milkshake 24 walking around the concourse.
I have a friend who works for the Cubs who was at the Sox game this weekend, and I messaged this
hater.
I messaged on the this
hater,
friend.
It's a hater list.
And I said, how soon before you guys have a $15 milkshake? And they retorted, it's the only reason that we came out here. Do Oppo and...
You know what, though? I will... You know how
South
I feel.
Side, stand up!
Would you guys stop? You haters. You're a hater, and you're a hater. You're a hater.
The Cubs have always been chasing that. It's just... They've tried everything, and they've got some good things there, but the food... That's just not happening.
Isn't the campfire milkshake, though, isn't it limited? Like, don't they only have, like, certain 200 sections, or something like that?
And there's only certain, you can't get it in every seat. I want them to bring out the Seattle fried crickets, the grasshoppers.
Aren't they a team?
They should be.
The grasshoppers, right?
I guarantee that's a team somewhere.
No, I meant.
Fried grass
for our
we can make that for our league. The Greensboro Seattle fried grasshoppers.
The Greensboro Grasshoppers are an affiliated Carolina.
What if we made them for this year? The Seattle fried cicadas. Cicadas.
Yum.
Let's put them into the league.
We can do the Cicero cicadas.
This our league is
the Cicero cicadas.
Keep it local.
Let's do that.
Cicero. I grew up in Cicero.
It's like Betty Loren Maltese's glasses
and her cigarette just hanging
and hair.
Yeah, bright lipstick and a cigarette.
Welcome to the game. Good luck.
And she sings every seventh inning stretch.
Take me out to the bar. I mean, ball game. Buy me some smokes.
Buy me some ciggy butts.
Go to the Jewels.
You know what? I should stop giving these ideas away because the Chicago Bear Claw at Soldier Field is an excellent idea, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Levy, right? Aren't the Levy
restaurants? I think so.
How do you not like this?
They can mass produce a decent bear claw.
Like literally the Caleb Williams bear claw with whatever dipping, like a strawberry or raspberry, like dipping sauce. What?
Just a great line here for the Betty Loren Maltese. This is brilliant. Instead of buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack, buy me subpoenas.
That's very accurate. All right. Enough
what
horsing around.
Happening?
Bear. Yeah.
By the way, our Bernstein and Holmes minor league team is nearly full.
No,
we only need two more teams to fill out the whole league. We're on our fourth division right now.
We can keep expanding.
That's fine. I'm just letting you know we have a full league after we get two more teams.
Give people names.
We can start fielding them.
Give the people some of the names.
Okay, so the original, the founding, the charter member of the league.
The Bridgeport Toddlers.
The Bridgeport Toddlers. And then the Medawa Malfeasance, the Sci-Fi MacGuffins, the Brazilian Wandering Banana Spiders, the Naperville Karens, that fills out the first division.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Fastidious Golf Weasels.
The what?
The Fastidious Golf Weasels. I don't remember the context for that one.
Fastidious Golf Weasels? Okay.
The Icelandic Penis Waffles, the London Foxes. There's a few in here that we didn't even update for you guys
Icelandic
yet.
the
Malevolent Elks. The Florida Python Hunters.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Savannah Old Whites. The chocolate.
That's why I have my shoes.
the chocolate quinoa monstrosities.
Yes.
And then the Alberta Aurora Chasers. That was a recent one. We got a bunch in the last couple months. The Detroit Positive Individual Experiences. The Georgia Python Hitmen, and so now in our last division,
that's
need division
Elliot,
names, by the way.
Didn't Elliot give us, didn't he draw the Georgia Python Hitmen?
Elliot Serrano?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he did.
I think he gave us a mock-up of what their uniform could look like.
All right, and then we need division names. That's our next objective.
Okay.
Once we fill this league out. Maine Lobstermen, the South Carolina Annoyed Pond Sharks. And finally, the Cicero Cicadas.
And I guess I have to be the chairman of the Cicero Cicadas because I grew up there.
Yeah,
so
right.
I'm the chairman.
That's by far the most corrupt organization have in the league.
Doing all sorts of things behind the scenes. Don't ask questions!
Ray's trying to move them to the 78.
That's right. I don't care. And I'm blaming all the fans. Everybody in Cicero, you didn't come out and support. That's why I don't spend money.
Yeah. Ray also grew up with Saddam Hussein.
Ian Happ's going to join us next on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Swinging a drive down the left field line in the corner. That ball is going to be a grand slam. It's a grand slam for Ian Happ.
Absolutely crushed that ball.
He's a good hitter who gets on base a lot.
Gold Glove Award winner.
Dives and makes a great catch in left center field. Ian Happ with a sensational diving catch.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
We've been a little shorthanded, you know, just the schedule. We had like a rain delay in the fourth inning that took Shota out. So we've had guys that have had to come in and throw a bunch of innings and come in multiple days, and they've done a great job of just like picking the ball, you know, not asking any questions, just being available. That's like all you can ask for as a position player.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has 5 fresh pots a day. He's got an insatiable thirst for coffee.
Ian Happ with Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Ian Happ is a multiple gold glover and the left fielder for your first place Chicago Cubs with a half game lead on the second place Milwaukee Brewers in the NL Central. That record of 18-11 after an exciting win last night in a crackling baseball game. Ian Happ joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino, CircaLasVegas.com. He's on Twitter at IHAP_1. Ian, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing really well. A fun game last night for us to watch, and very quick, crackling, as Dan has said. When you're going through getting no hit, is there ever the pressure to change who you are to try to break up the no hit?
No, I don't think there's pressure. It's just that guy's having a really good night, so you're trying to adjust to what he's doing, types of pitches he's throwing, you know, where he's trying to attack guys. You know, Sevy was really good last night. He was commanding his fastball, you know, both the four and the sinker, both sides of the plate. You know, changeup was playing well off that. He had the cutter and the sweeper working too. So he had a kind of a full mix for guys, righties and lefties, and did a really good job. It was just really grinding it out and, you know, Bushy working that walk and Dansby getting that ball to drop to put us in a position to score one run, tie the game up. And obviously, you know, Morrell in the ninth and Talkman in the ninth was huge. But just pretty impressive out of J-Mo too. I think, you know, Sevy was so good. And for J-Mo to stick right there with him, only give up one run, pitch into the eighth inning, you know, just a really, really impressive game from him.
I have to pay you a backhanded compliment that I think really is a compliment for Edwin Diaz, because I saw you have a bad swing and in between indecisive, a sword. And I thought, wow, like you never see Ian Happ do that. Edwin Diaz must be really tough to hit.
Yeah, he's a tough matchup, and you know, he's got pretty unique pitches. He gets really low and it's kind of an upshoot fastball. So it almost feels like the fastball has to start down to be a strike, and the slider kind of plays off that same line. It goes the other way. So he threw me three fastballs. I got a really good swing off on the first one, and then went right to the edge on the second one. And that other, that last fastball kind of started down there and kind of ran a little bit or didn't feel like the typical upshoot that he has. So, you know, at that point with the guy you get down 0-2, it's, you know, you're trying to get something to handle and didn't see it very well in the hand. It's a challenging at bat. He's been really good for a long time.
How many times, if any, have you hit against Neris?
I think I have two or three career bats off Neris.
Because I wanted to find out like what you like his splitter last night. Like, wow, like it was really, really keeping people off balance. And I wanted to know what you thought of like watching what it's like in the batter's box when you're facing that pitch.
Yeah, it's pretty unique because he shapes it a bunch of different ways. And, you know, I remember facing him last year and getting the two strikes and he threw me one that started away. And you think a splitter, you know, changeup like pitch is going to go to the guy's arm side. So you think for a lefty, you know, if it starts away, kind of don't think that it's going to come back. And as soon as it's out of hand away, you try to take it. And he threw me one that started away and actually cut back for strike three. And I just took it. And, you know, he can do that. He can, when it's down, it can be straight down. It can have a little bit of arm side or it can cut. And so it moves a lot of different ways. It has a lot of different shapes. He's good at commanding it in the zone and then under the zone. So he'll throw you kind of in the zone early and then kind of under the zone late. And so he does a lot of different stuff with it. I think his consistency and his ability to pitch kind of every day is out of the bullpen is really impressive. You look at his career numbers, I think he threw 70 games last year. He's had over 60 games many times in his career. You know, his ability to be available and be out there is just super, super impressive. And obviously pitching in big spots for us.
That's a Mark Leiter Jr. thing as well, with the heavy workload and the splitter being that primary pitch. It sort of gives him that neutral platoon advantage, sometimes even with some reverse splits. And that's the pitch of the year. I mean, that seems to be like the it pitch this year with that splitter, you know, and Shota throws one that cuts. And I'm not sure if that's intended or sometimes it has a little cut to it. Do you ever move up in the box and say like, I'm going to get out in front of it a little bit and maybe get it before the teeth of the drop?
Not typically. I think, you know, you're more trying to pick your spot of where it has to start or how the height that it has to start. You know, one of the reasons why Mark's so effective is because he throws sinker and cutter down to the bottom of the zone and then the splitter works off that. You know, he's been able to also throw the curveball his last couple outings and do a good job of stealing some strikes with that, whether it's in the zone or guys swinging over it. And then, you know, he's got the slider sweeper to righties that's been effective too. So, I mean, he's done a great job of being able to have his full mix and find ways to get guys out. And the splitter's become a much more commonly seen pitch. You know, guys are moving away from a straight changeup, and a lot of guys are throwing a splitter. I think a lot of guys that throw a true four seam are throwing a splitter now too, which used to be kind of sinker splitter. Now guys are throwing good different shape splitters now too. We've seen way more in the last 2 years than I remember early in my career.
Considering how things were going for you guys offensively, yesterday. How important was Jameson Taillon's performance and his last couple of performances for you guys?
Yeah, massive. I mean, it's been so nice to have him back. Obviously, you know, him starting the year on the IL and then being able to come back and give us just really, really quality starts. I think, especially yesterday, what he was able to do. You know, they were aggressive. They were swinging early. He did a really good job of getting outs quick to start the game, and then pitching a little bit more out of the zone when he had that really low pitch count later in the game, and understanding that they were being aggressive. Him and Yan did a great job communicating about that, and then just to keep us in that game, give us a chance. You know, as we're grinding as an offense, not getting any hits, you know, he keeps us right in that baseball game, gives us a chance to win. He's been really good at that, and really good at going deep into games in his career. So a huge, you know, huge day for us, for him to keep us in it. But also, you know, we played a couple games in Boston where we had to use the bullpen and losing one late to keep us in it and be able to get us back on track was big.
What was the Fenway experience like, both just sort of as a baseball fan and then trying to navigate a very different, unique left field?
Yeah, that's a special place. You know, it's a special ballpark. Obviously, the history there reminds, you know, it's the tradition, the history is really cool. When you're walking as a visiting player, you kind of walk right through the concourse. Reminds you a lot of Wrigley with just the green and the, you know, kind of the old school feel. But the locker room's really cool. It's old. You have to walk through this super old tunnel that goes under the stands to get to the dugout, which, you know, reminded me a lot of, you know, how Wrigley used to be back in, you know, 2016, 17. You know, my first year in 17, we still had that old tunnel system, the old dugout. So that's just super cool. You think about all the people that have walked through that tunnel, all the people that have sat in that dugout. Just some really cool baseball history there. But, you know, Fenway's unique. The layout of the outfield is super unique. Right field is massive. The left field wall is definitely just positioning, figuring out where to be, you know, if you want to play more in the gap because that left field corner is so tight, or how close you want to be to the wall.
What was your pregame like? Did you go out and do your routine? Were you throwing stuff off and seeing how it was coming off at various distances?
Yeah, you're paying a lot of attention to how balls are coming off when guys are hitting it off the wall, and just how different balls come off, what parts, you know. They have the scoreboard, you know, there, so there's a lot of different little where they put the actual, you know, runs up. Those are all manual, so there's a bunch of little spots where it can come off. The higher on the wall, the easier it is to predict. But, you know, I had to play in that first batter of that second game. Went into it. It is not soft. I can confirm that is a hard ball. And, you know, kind of after that, played a couple really well off the wall and kept guys to singles. But it's unique because those are balls that in any other stadium you're going to catch, and you have good beads on them. But it's, you know, figuring out when you can go get it and try to make a play. But if you don't make the play, it's going to turn into a double. So when you have to turn around and kind of play it off the wall and limit the damage.
All right, now, since you are not just a baseball player, but also a Chicago area coffee and grocery insider, what happened with Doms and Foxtrot?
I don't know. I don't have the story on that one. But, you know, we Connect has worked with both over the years, and we knew the founder, you know, of Foxtrot pretty well. Great guy. I feel bad for all the workers, all the employees. You know, it was a staple for a lot of communities, and people relied on Foxtrot and really loved the concept. So, yeah, it's tough. And, you know, it's something that it was sudden, and I know that a lot of people were affected. We were walking into the field, and some guys that usually go there for coffee weren't sure what was going on. So, yeah, that was tough.
Do you guys have to change anything now as far as like being a retailer on places where you might be able to find all the Connect stuff?
No, they actually, the last couple of years, we haven't really been, they signed a deal with a different coffee company and we're supplying somewhere else. So, you know, we had, at one point we were in every Foxtrot in the Chicagoland area, and then that had changed in the last couple of years. So it won't affect Connect at all. You know, we're still shipping directly. We have Steingold's, and the new Steingold's is going to open right next to Wrigley, so you'll be able to find Connect there. You also have Connect at Hotel Zachary, and we'll see what happens to that location right outside of Wrigley. But it's not changing anything for Connect, and we're distributing cold brew to a bunch of different places in the Chicagoland area, and we'll continue to work on that as we get into the summer with some exciting changes coming. We also have June. I just want to make sure I get the date right. I'm pretty sure it's June 1. I'm going to check on that really quick. Yeah, June 1st at Hotel Zachary, we're going to do a little meet and greet. We have a weekend night game, so we're going to do a little meet and greet for the Connect Home Run Club that'll be announced pretty soon. And we love doing that, getting everybody together. So Connect is still rolling.
The Cincinnati Reds are in town. 6:15, first pitch.
Do you have any New York thing that you do when on this particular trip? Do you go get a slice of pizza or do a deli run or anything?
I try to get a good bagel. Good breakfast sandwich. When I'm here, I like to walk around, see if I can make it up to Central Park at least once. We don't stay too far from there, but. Depends. I like to try to get a slice of pizza. Depends when we get in. When you play Sunday Night Baseball and get in super late, not the best time to get a slice.
It's New York. Are you kidding me? There's probably 20 places that are open.
There are. But when it's 2 a.m, sometimes you got to prioritize sleep. Nah. Sometimes sleep's important for the next day.
And maybe you want a fresh slice, not a slice that's just been sitting there for a while.
You can get a fresh slice at 2 a.m. in New York City.
I get where you're coming from. Don't let this guy
bother. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm performance over anything. I would like to – sometimes we get a pizza or two at the field. I think before the end of the series, we'll have to make sure we get some New York pizza in.
Well, thanks as always. We appreciate it. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
That's Ian Happ of your Chicago Cubs. And that takes us up to High Noon.
Yeah, High Noon is next.
And a Simpsons character died.
The character died?
The character's dead.
Really?
And you can add this character to the list of dead, like Maude Flanders, Bleeding Gums Murphy, Dr. Miles Monroe. There's another one. Miss Krabappel.
There was that whole Mr. Burns saga, but he turned out he didn't die.
No, that was like Dallas.
And they brought back Miles Monroe, but there is a dead Simpsons character as of last episode.
I would like to talk about my gastro doctor trolling me after the colonoscopy. I'll share next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High Noon?
Here's High Noon for you on this beautiful Tuesday. We started out by talking Cubs. So we had a series of sort of bullet-pointed Cubs observations. Talked about the ongoing changes on the Bulls bench and beyond. Brought up the idea that Is the weakest link in the Bears chain right now their head coach? I think yes is the simple answer to that, but he has a chance to prove me wrong. And we also talked to Ian Happ about all things going on with the Cubs after their exciting, improbable win last night. It's
So I was out yesterday because I had my annual colonoscopy. Now, not everyone has this, but I have Crohn's disease, so you have to check. And this year has been kind of a weird year. My doctor moved me from one medication to another. For good reason, that the medication I was on is a fairly dangerous one, but it does a good job of controlling my Crohn's. But I was struggling in making the transition from one therapy to another, and so I was concerned. He was a little bit concerned. The blood tests were a little bit wonky. So he's like, let's go see what's going on. Let's move up your colonoscopy and see what's going on. About 2 months ago, I kind of had a breakthrough with the drug that I was on where things started to settle out. Like, I'd made some dietary changes and exercise changes, and things got better. So went into the colonoscopy yesterday feeling pretty good. I'm still waiting for, like, the biopsies and stuff, but for the most part, it went really well. By the way, the guidelines for those of you who don't have any sort of IBD, if you're 45, you should probably get it every 3 years. Starting at 45, you should get it every 3 years. If something's going on before you, like, I need a colonoscopy, go talk to a gastro before that.
They can do a flex sphygmoidoscopy if need be. Like, I had my first at 50. They found three or four different polyps, and now they put me on the every 5 year plan. So in June or somewhere thereafter, I'm going to be on the schedule.
It's
again.
Not just diagnostic, it can be preventative because you're actually taking the polyps out. And sometimes before, if there were cancer, like if they're precancerous.
One of mine was precancerous. The flat ones are the ones you really have to worry about.
And you can just take them out. Yep. So it's good. So I highly recommend it. I've been with my doctor now for 25 years, Dr. Russell Cohen. At the University of Chicago. He is one of the foremost authorities on all of this stuff. He is also capable of trolling.
Oh, no.
So we talk sports a lot, obviously, because of what I do and because he loves sports. New York guy, Yankees fan, all that stuff. I get to the orders. Like, I'm still high. You know, Afia's there. My mom's there. He comes out, he's like, everything.
Oh, Afia's that kind of like colonoscopy buddy level friend.
That's my best friend. Someone had to drive me home.
That's a thing.
Yeah, so she drove me home. But everything went really well. Like, the little patches of Crohn's that I had in my last colonoscopy are no longer there. Things are moving in the right direction. So I'm sitting there looking at the orders. And the orders were like, stay on your same therapy. And everything looks good. See you in a little while in clinic, blah, 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 blah. And then at the bottom of my orders from my gastro who had just finished.
What about Danks?
Yes, basically. Yes.
No.
It says, stay on your therapy. Pleasure seeing you again today. Oh, and the White Sox doubled their entire season's wins in one weekend.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
So he's not a hater.
No, he's not a hater
at
all.
He's a Yankee fan.
Even though he's a Yankees fan, but he's right. They did double their win total in one weekend. And even if I was thinking about it last night, even if the White Sox went on an 8-game win streak like the Twins are on right now, they'd still be 9 games below 500. That's how bad they are. Then my doctor's trolling me after my colonoscopy.
Rest in peace, Lawrence Larry Dalrymple. Larry Dalrymple, you say, who's that? Larry the Barfly from Moe's Tavern, balding head, background character. This I am getting from the fandom Simpsons wiki here. Presumably died of alcohol poisoning or a brain aneurysm. If you saw him, you might recognize him, but he has been around forever. He was voiced by Harry Shearer, referred to as the Earbender. He rarely speaks. But he is one of the people in Moe's Tavern who ogles Marge and says, who's the chick? He's the tallest of the barflies. In The Bob Next Door, he ended up in prison along with Krusty and Kirk Van Houten for an unknown reason. So he's been around. He has been one of these guys, just a random background barfly. You say, oh, yeah, that guy. Well, he's dead. And after he died, I heard an interview with one of the executive producers who said, yeah, the point is that all lives have dignity and meaning. And there are some people who are mourning the death of a Simpsons character. But then again, if Miles Monroe, is it Marvin Monroe? Miles Monroe is from Sleeper. That's Woody Allen's character in Sleeper.
And Marvin is from Pulp Fiction.
It's Dr. Marvin Monroe.
Dr. Marvin Monroe. Miles Monroe is Woody Allen's character
Breathe
in Sleeper.
Breathe well. Dr. Marvin Monroe.
No, that's Madan Kandula.
Oh.
We've got to get him on the show, by the way.
Is he your classmate or something?
I think so. We went to college. I have to talk to him. And he did radio.
Yeah, let's get him on.
We should talk to him.
AdventKnows.com.
That's our guy, yeah. So, RIP, Larry, we hardly knew ye, but away he goes into Simpsons lore.
That is High Noon. We do it every day around this very time. We've got a treat for you coming up next. Our friend Kalen Kaler, who covers the NFL and has done extensive work on how the Bears and Caleb Williams got together. You need to be here for this because there's a lot to go through, and she's nice enough to be here in studio with us. So don't go anywhere. If you want to get your bear claw on, Bears, it's happening next here on The Score.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.